And in Isaiah 1 and verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool, as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Another part of the Bible tells us that God is angry with the wicked every day. An angry God. And as I preach today, it may be that I'm preaching to an angry person. Somebody who feels that life's difficulties, life's problems, life's unfairnesses, life's ill health, all sorts of things, life's bereavements, were all unfair. And you are angry. Very angry. It's an anger that bites you up, eats you up, and makes you hate God. Now, it is the great God who made you, who, though he is angry, says, "Come and let us reason together." And though you are very angry, you are invited, for this is an invitation to come. The Lord God is saying, let us sit together around a table, if you like. But let us sit together. And I will speak to you, and I will speak first because I am the greater. I am from everlasting. And I will tell you the things that I wish to reason with you. And then you may tell me the things that you wish to reason with me. Our God is a reasoning God. Our God who created us is a God who reasons. He's not a God of temper. He's not a God of immediately acting rashly. He is collected. He is cool. And he calls on those of you who are angry, for whatever reason, to cool it, to calm down, and to come and share with him the things that make you so angry. The Lord says to you, come, come now, or even come now, and let us reason together. You will agree, of course, that reason is one of the highest things that a man could do. Put another way, to be reasonable is an exercise of that great faculty. To be sudden and hasty and annoyed is not reasoning and is not a high thing to be able to do. It will take away from us the ability to see things clearly. So the Lord says to you, come now, or if you prefer, come now, and let us reason together. Of course, if you won't come, then you can't reason. If you be willing and obedient, he says, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. So if you won't come, there are dangers ahead. If you won't come, the great God who made you and therefore has authority over you may give you over to things that are wrong. So he stresses, come now. Put away your anger. Put away your boiling anger. Put away your grief and come. First of all, says the Lord, the great God who is invisible, you must believe that though you can't see me, I see you. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the Lord says, come, we will reason together, but I am going first. First of all, you must discard this whole idea that an invisible God is just make-believe, that I am real, that I know more than you know, that I always have known everything before you were born. Neither am I capable ever of doing anything that is impure, anything that is unjust, anything that is unfair, anything that is wicked, anything at all that isn't right. Otherwise my throne would fall and my moral right over the world would cease to exist. You're coming to a real God. A God who knows every person, their thoughts and their ways. And I am prepared to come and reason with you. Come now and let us reason together. Firstly, says the Lord, I would ask you whether you value your life. You may say no. And whether you would say that the life which you had didn't begin with you, nor with your parents, nor going right back, but the creation of life belongs to me. And you must consider that in being angry with me, you are dealing with the giver. And dealing with the truth of matters. But you may come and we will talk further together. But come. And what would you say to me? You would say that you were bitter and angry because you were bitter. Now, what are you bitter about? Tell me. Bitterness comes from a twisting in the heart. And the one who answers about his or her bitterness may answer from a mangled heart. I'm bitter because I am bereaved. It was my comfort over many years. And then I was bereaved of the person, or of the thing, or even a dog that I visited my affection upon. And I'm angry. I feel that that should not have happened. To which God will say, well, you know that death is part of life. It mustn't surprise you. But it's the death of a young life, you say. It's the death of someone who could have had many years to live. And God will reason with you. Whose decision? And you're saying it's my decision. That's right. But you're saying that I'm unfair and unjust. And that's where you're going wrong. Do not let bereavement turn you against me or make you bitter against me. Someone defrauded me. Someone robbed me of my inheritance. Someone took away my childhood. And I've been bitter. And God will say, yes, these things are not easy to face, not disappointments. But have you ever considered that I will work all things out for good? I understand all things. I understand how things work together. I understand and have all the power. Could you not think that these bad things that have happened to you, spoiling your life certainly as you see it, could bring about some much more solid good, and not necessarily in this life, but certainly in the life to come, but in this life also? Let us reason together. And there are many other things that an annoyed person may want to come to God and reason about. God also says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. There are some who don't think they've done anything wrong when they have. Maybe you're one of those who know that you have done something that everybody would call wicked. It might be the shedding of blood, murder. And the Bible does tell us that no murderers in the very last chapter, no adulterers and no people who fornicated or done other things will be part of the kingdom of heaven. That's if they don't repent. That's if they don't have their sins forgiven through the Lord Jesus. But whatever your sins, you may come and reason with me, and I will tell you what can be done. So you have a guilty conscience. You have murder in your heart. When you were a young person, you stabbed another. You went to prison. You were bitter and you were sharp to the other boys of your own age. But now you're in your 30s. You begin to have a conscience. And that's how it will continue. Unless you come to my dear son. Because I knew about these things. And I knew that there was only one way to prepare anybody for the best life of all, and that is to trust in him, to know that he took the sins of all his people and shed his blood unfairly, that you might be forgiven. Scarlet sins, crimson sins, might refer to immorality, and of course no fornicator will enter the kingdom of God. And maybe you're bitter because you were abused, but your response has been to abuse others. But though your sins be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, whatever you say, whatever you think about yourself, whether you think to yourself, scarcely I've sinned, or I can't believe in God, or whether you know that your sins would appall anybody who knew about them, whether they've soiled your conscience and ruined other people's lives, and you may therefore think that these were wicked things to do. Whether your sins are scarlet, even though they're that bad, they shall be as white as snow. And even though they're that bad, that they're red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When the Lord says to us to come and reason together, he means to teach us, certainly as reasonable creatures, but created, our lives are not even for 100 years for the most part, compared with the fact he's been around forever and ever and ever. The Lord says, we may reason together, and I will deal with the things that trouble you, And you may listen to the things from the Bible that trouble me. But even if they're that bad, that you say, no one can forgive me. There is no way out for me. There is nothing that can be done for me. The Lord says to you, even though, however bad, your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. All the things that you have ever done can be forgiven, will be forgiven if you come, if we reason together. But there is one thing that will never be forgiven. If it is that in all your anger you have said, like the Pharisees of old, that the Spirit of God is evil, then that is unforgivable. You may remember, of course, that when the Lord Jesus healed the sick, the Pharisee said it's by the spirit of evil, by Satan, that he heals the sick. If you call that which is good evil and evil good, that in itself is not unforgivable. But if you say that the only Holy Spirit who could save you, who could bring you to heaven, if you say that he is evil, if the only thing that you could that could save you from your evil is by your definition evil, then there is no hope for you. Every other sin, however bad, however multiplied, however many, may be forgiven. It may be that you haven't read the Bible. It may be that if you have, you have read about King Manasseh. And King Manasseh put many, many people to death, even in his own family. But he afterwards repented, and he was forgiven. He lived for many, many years as a king. Your sins may be forgiven, but you must put aside your anger. You must put aside your unreasonableness. You must put aside your unbelief of that I exist. And you must reason with me. And when I tell you that my son has been appointed, that his death was to make atonement for your sin, and that his life, the righteousness of his life is accounted to you instead of your own filthy rags, then that is the way of your salvation, as it has been the way for millions of others, some of whom have felt just like you feel, some about one thing and some about another. A wonderful thing that God says, let us reason together. He'll hear your side, but you must understand his. Come now, he says, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. May you come and reason with the Lord. Amen.